Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Sophie Miharko and Tobias Harris. Hi, Tobias. How are you today?
Hello, Sophie. Hi, everybody. I'm doing great.
Good, good. So our topic today is quite interesting. What is being uncomfortable and how to use it to our advantage? And I say interesting because I think for me, at least, what I've experienced in the last few hours has been a lot of being uncomfortable. So,
on about that.
Oh, you want me to talk about that more? Well, I did a blog post this morning about my body and how I look beautiful even when I'm naked. And to support the blog post, I put some pictures of myself naked. And
they were very tasteful.
Thank you. They were very tasteful. But it triggered a lot of things. And not necessarily my own judgment of myself, but it triggered a lot of awarenesses of how many bodies, how many people judge their bodies, how they are judging them.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, I also got, even though one person said so and one person did not say it but wrote something similar to it, I also got how many people wanted me to take down the post because it was too much. Yeah, because it was too much. And the truth is, I mean, you know my body, but I don't have the body of a model. I have a little bit of fat on my butt, on my back, on my belly. Not a lot, but just a little bit. So those pictures are not, I mean, they're pretty, they're who I am, but they definitely would not be in a magazine. And they wouldn't be, I mean, they would probably have been painted in the 19th century. In fact, I almost looked for a painting of a woman like this because I thought, oh, this is so like French, old French paintings.
Is that you're being you, and that's what's so wonderful about it. And I think women should do that you're trying to show women that, hey, be who you are. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I agree. So, however, let's stick with the being uncomfortable. So I have tools. So the first thing I did is, I actually let myself be uncomfortable, so I didn't really shut it down. I didn't really say I can't be uncomfortable. I mean, I told you I was really not at ease, and it was challenging, but I did not try not to be uncomfortable. So I think that was the first thing. The second thing was I actually asked, is this mine? So basically, this is a tool that you've shared before with us, and I really looked at, you know, is this my uncomfortability? Is this me, like, not feeling good about this? Is this me wanting to take it down? And I was aware that it was not me.
Or maybe it was so much change you're creating, and change always creates uncomfortable.
Okay.
So maybe you were creating a lot of...
That's the part that I'd love to speak about. Because I know I was creating change, okay? Excuse me.
Yeah.
I know I was creating change. And to me, if I'm going to create change, then I'm just going to put it out there. And the people that receive it, receive it. The people that don't receive it are just not going to receive it. So I know there's going to be a bunch of haters. I know there's going to be a bunch of people who think I shouldn't do this, think it's not appropriate. But that, you know what? That's their right. They have the right to feel like that. I totally, but because I want this to go as far as it could go, it also required me pushing even further. So what I did, even though when I didn't tell you this, but even though I was very uncomfortable, I actually sent this to 15 people, 15 women that I consider leaders in their industry or their area, and I asked them if they would share this with their people. And that pushed me being uncomfortable even further, because not only was I uncomfortable for what I did, but I was uncomfortable asking for...
Yeah.
Excuse excuse me, asking for other people to even support it. So that to me is change. When I'm going to go, so I'm going to acknowledge that I'm being uncomfortable and I'm going to go even further. Like you know me, I don't really stop at anything. And once I'm launched, I'm launched. And it's going to feel like awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it did not feel good this morning. I wanted to go into a little hole, crawl, and come back when the sun was out. Like, I did not. I felt very, very uncomfortable this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to keep going. I had to keep pushing. And I don't know. I don't know what this blog post is going to create. Maybe it's a lot of, a bunch of people who are going to be like, oh, yeah, nice, and then move on. I don't know if it's going to create any change. But the fact that
I think it'll create some change. I think it already has, which created that some people felt uncomfortable about it. You know, we have to remember that, you know, if we're ever going to be going for more, to be more aware and more conscious in our lives, we're going to experience where we're going to feel really twisted up or uncomfortable. And I think a lot of that has to do with that, you know, we're letting go a lot of the reference points of our past that begin dissolving. And
mm-hmm.
and the points of views that used to hold us up and define who you were and limit who you can be actually are going away. But what happens is
mm-hmm.
that is when your reference points go away, it can get really uncomfortable.
Okay.
Does that make
so
sense?
Can you define a reference point? Because I think that's something I know I heard it. I mean, I heard it. I said, but I would love to hear what your version of that is. Do you mind?
Well, maybe something from your past told you that, or you committed to something in your past that, oh gosh, I can never take pictures of me in the nude or take self-portrait naked, and
mm-hmm.
that could have been like a point that you had and that was actually limiting you, kind of dissolved all those points of views, and so you can really no longer define it as something that's bad. Other people can,
right?
But
okay, so is very interesting. So then what you're saying is that if we have a past point of view, a past
mm-hmm.
experience that said to us, okay, so if I do this is bad or
mm-hmm.
this is not a good thing to do. So if we have that past
mm-hmm.
point of view, and we base our decisions based on that past point of view, but then one day we stop doing that, we stop basing our decisions based on that past point of view, then what happens? So what happens when we are like, you know what, I'm just not going to decide. Just not going to judge myself because of that. Like, what? I'm very curious as to what you're aware of that creates, because I'm actually a little bit at loss here.
Okay, so what if that uncomfortableness is that solidity that used to define you and hold you down and disappearing and your willingness to allow something different to show up and the
mm-hmm.
space showing up. But it's totally uncomfortable because all your points about comfortability about that and your reference points for you are based on your reference points of the past.
Okay.
So those start to go away and opens up a space for something totally different. So,
okay.
Like for instance, I would say a question to ask yourself if you're going through this would be, and I do this, would be, is this, like if you're feeling uncomfortable or you sense there's change, and change always seems to be uncomfortable in most our lives. And ask yourself, is this the change I've been asking for showing up in a totally different way than I thought it would be? Because what happens is all your idea on how change is going to occur and what it's going to look like, feel like, is based on all your fixed, limited points of view of the past, which is what you're asking to actually let go of. you understand? So if you truly let those go, there's going to be this like uncomfortable feeling, right? But what happens is if you don't resist it and you end up just moving right on through it, and what you'll find on the other side is that like that joy, that freedom that was never possible before, or maybe like a level of enthusiasm for living.
Mm-hmm.
So let yourself go through all that like funk and uncomfortableness of whatever is causing that, and ask yourself, is this the change showing up in a totally different way than I thought it would be? And how does it get funner than that?
So, you know, I'm being totally honest here. I am asking that.
Mm-hmm.
I am asking that. And it terrifies me a little bit. Okay, so here's why.
Well, because most of the time people stop through uncomfortability and they don't step into their awareness and their total capacity, because for them when it gets uncomfortable they go back into the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't feel like I can really go back in the other direction because
no,
now
I don't think you do, for sure.
Close to 1,000 people who've seen the pictures, so it's not like I can really go back. So what I wanted to talk about today, and we're starting to talk about it, is what is being uncomfortable? So you pretty much said that it's a of past experiences that make us feel comfortable, basically. Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
And it's also creating something different. So we like to call it change.
Mm-hmm.
We like to call it, you know, bringing a new experience, whatever it is you want to call it. So it's both
mm-hmm.
letting go of the comfortable and creating something new and exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the other part that I wanted to bring up was how to use this to our advantage. So how do I use being uncomfortable to my advantage? And you said, gosh, I got the energy of it, and you said, what did you say about being comfortable? Oh, you said the joy. So you said it will bring more joy. And what I perceive when I hear you say that is I perceive you're saying I'm going to be more free and therefore I'll have more joy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, when you move yourself through the uncomfortableness, when you just move through that, you're going to find yourself, you'll have more enthusiasm. You'll say, wow, I was able to get through all that. How amazing am I? Or how wonderful is this? You'll understand what you've gone through and you'll get the sense of, wow, what else am I capable of being or doing?
Okay. So then, I guess my question is, this is something that I'm not at all, like, I have no clue what to do with this. So my question is, obviously, there are some people that are going to be uncomfortable as well with me
mm-hmm.
or because of me, because of what I'm creating, they're going to be uncomfortable. And some of these people may be people I really, really care about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if me choosing to push further and to go further and do something that's uncomfortable is also going to make other people uncomfortable, people that I really care about, how do I let them know that it's okay? Because obviously, I mean, I'm not like, well, there's a part of me like if they had not chosen this, they would not be uncomfortable as well. But there's a part of me like, well, that's not fair because I'm the one who created the uncomfortable experience. So how do I let them know, not that I'm sorry, but how do I let them know that I respect their point of view and there's nothing I can do to change it? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And I think the answer to that is just being you, regardless of what somebody might say. it's not like you're harming somebody. You're not breaking any laws. And I understand that make it upset, or maybe family members make it upset at something you may do, but you're doing it for something that you're aware that it will be a good thing for the world, for people to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. I get that me choosing more is going to, I mean, if we look at the energetic point of view, then me choosing more is going to expand energy for everyone. I get that. And I'm just looking at the people that are close to me that are very comfortable with me putting these pictures out for the world to see. And they would like me to, you know, not have done that.
Did you get an awareness that you're letting go of a version, an old version of yourself when you went through that process too at all? Or
yes, actually that's in the blog post, but yes, so for me to look at these pictures and to look beyond the point of view of I have fat or it's my skin discolored or, you know, there's wiggly stuff there. Like, going beyond those points of view, actually, I had to be complete space and I had to really drop so much judgment. It almost felt like I was dropping 5 pounds.
Yeah.
By just letting go of those points of views, right? So I do feel like I shed a part of me that's insecure. I shed a part of me that's afraid of making other people upset. And you know what? This is interesting. I realized that I am trying to go back to that person. So I'm so uncomfortable. This is interesting. I'm so uncomfortable that I'm trying to, by any means possible, go back to the comfort, and I'm using other people's reactions to go back to the comfort. Cool, thank you.
Yes, right. Because anytime you go, you feel uncomfortable, a lot of times we'll run from it, or like you said, go back, okay? So instead of allowing it to come through us, see, one of the biggest forms of resistance is letting go of the version of yourself that is on its way out. So changing. Your body is constant. All our bodies are constant. Everything around us is always changing. The world's constantly changing. The tree that I'm looking at right now is changing. It's never the same season to season, and we're never the same season to season. But, you know, we fight ourselves holding on to the comfort that we've created. And it's so fascinating when we get out of our own way how magical life becomes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So while I'm being present with this energy, so actually, Tobias, let me ask you this before I go there. What do you do when you get uncomfortable? How do you manage it?
Well, for me, like, my biggest discomfort is me knowing that I'm not being me now.
Okay.
So I think a lot of times, because I think you being you is all it takes to change anything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's one of the missing elements that we have been looking for, and what we're trying to create and what we've been trying to find is actually just us. And I know that sounds kind of odd, but I am me. How do I not have me? But when you're truly being you, you have no judgment of anyone or anything, right, including you. When you're truly being you, you have total creative capacity. And when you're truly being you, you don't exclude other people in your choices. And actually, it actually includes everyone and everything in every choice you make. So when I'm having an uncomfortable moment in my life, I'm aware that I need to just continue being me through whatever change is going on, or whatever circumstances I'm staying true to me the whole way through. if it's a season of change, I'm going to embrace it and allow it to come through me. I don't have to become depressed or angry or feel guilty about doing something, or because I know that being truly me will just allow me to have the awareness that that is just a mental construct, and I don't have to buy into that and build it into this reality. If that makes sense.
Yes, it's a little bit challenging, but but I get it. So, okay.
So basically,
so for
just
me,
being
it
you.
Be...
So what you were doing, what you were just being you, and if you can just accept that and not judge it, and not judge yourself, and not judge the people that are judging you.
I don't judge them.
Oh no, right. I'm not saying you are. I'm just using this as a like an analogy. I'm not saying you judge anybody. I'm just trying to.
I know what you're saying. You're teaching. So okay, so being us is the key to being uncomfortable, because even if we are being uncomfortable, we're going to keep, the way to get out of it is to just keep being us. Because if even if we're uncomfortable, then it'll be okay. And I'm thinking of these people who go on American Idol auditions, okay? And like they're like super nervous, then, you know, backstage super, super nervous, and then they get in front of the judges and they're like these amazing singers and everything. Oh my gosh, it's awesome. And those people, they get over how uncomfortable they are and they beat them even more in order to get over it.
Yes. And if you watch them close enough, you'll see them almost release themselves anymore and get better and better as they're singing. They'll react to the judges looking at them and the reaction that they're getting from the judge, and you'll see them just kind of almost drop barriers and drop a lot of shit they're carrying, and their voice gets better and they loosen up. And that's actually fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. It is super fun.
Yeah.
Super fun. Okay. And I still think, besides, I mean, obviously joy and freedom are like amazing, and getting, you know, being okay with being uncomfortable and having that joy and that freedom is going to create so much. And
now, Sophie, what do you do if your life is cozy and cushy?
Say that again.
What if your life is just cushy and cozy and
so how do you be uncomfortable?
Okay, so do you think that you would not have any, you would never feel uncomfortable if you had a life where that was
still feel there's a way, even when like you've got everything you wanted, and there's still so many ways you can be uncomfortable. Like I'm thinking of the people, you know, let's say you have a great family, you have money, you have a great house. But you're not, you know, you've never shown yourself naked, for instance, on Facebook or on your blog, and you decide to do that. That's still going to be uncomfortable. So I still think there are areas where people can push themselves and go further.
And you mentioned how to use uncomfortable as your advantage. And the first thing that came to my mind was Van Gogh. Van Gogh would actually sell all his crap, all his furniture, everything. And he'd actually go onto the streets, because he wouldn't have the motivation to create more art when he was comfortable.
Right.
So he actually used that to his advantage.
He'd
get in a place where it was like sink or swim, and that's where he would be at his most creative. And that's where,
That's it. So that's the energy. So for me, what this experience has required of me is that I don't give up, that I keep going, and I find new ways of doing things that I had never experienced before or thought of, or and also that I acknowledge myself. And so it is increasing my creativity for sure. It's definitely increasing my creativity.
Yeah, life without change is boring.
Now, the question is, how much change are we willing to have? I mean, I look at my life and I'm like, there's so many areas of my life that are awesome and amazing, and I would not want those areas to change. And then there are other areas where I'm change those, you know. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm very aware that if there are areas of my life that I decided should not change, like, you know, my relationship with my kids or, you know, with my significant other, whatever, if I've decided I don't want that to change, then I'm actually stifling it and not allowing it to be a living, breathing entity in itself. So if I have a business that's doing well, if I have a project that's doing well, and I decided I don't want that to change, then I'm preventing it from being creative, and actually in the end, I may lose it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gosh, this is fascinating. It reminds me back to what you said about the tree, how the tree changes, even if it's still a tree, it changes all the time.
We're constantly changing. Our cells are mutating and dividing, and I mean, you look at a cell and one of our cells was to say, oh my God, life is so hard, life is so difficult, I can't change, I'm not going to change, I'm not going to do this, and they don't split and divide. It's just resisting itself, and it's not going to become something greater.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know, you're talking cellular, going to but everything in around us, and including us, we're always changing, we're always evolving, everything's moving and changing, and that's kind of what I was referring to, I don't, maybe it's kind of boring talking about this now, but.
Well, I feel like we've moved a lot of energy, and we only have about 2 minutes before the show is over. So another thing I wanted to mention is, if you're having challenging times dealing with change, it's maybe to get your bars run, because I feel like when you get your bars run, it's a lot easier to go through change, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a lot easier. So, and when I mean the bars, it's something called Access Consciousness, the bars, and there's so many people all over the world doing this. So you just go to accessconsciousness.com and you find a bars practitioner or facilitator near you. Tobias is in the Westlake, like Calabasas area in Los Angeles, and I am in Pasadena area in California. So if you guys have any questions, you can contact us via the radio show. And on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook as well. So, Beth, is there anything else you wanted to add to this topic?
Yes, and if you feel uncomfortable about getting your bars run, that means get your bars run.
I think I'm going to get my bars run tonight. All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Listening. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. This was our 10th show together. Have fun. And I hope we will all hear you next week, same place, same time. Have a good day.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.